Now the news on Wenji. Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed swift retaliation after the country's worst terrorist attack in 20 years. More than 130 were killed as four gunmen opened fire at a concert hall near Moscow. All were arrested along with several other suspects. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility. Russia has declared Sunday a national day of mourning. Dasha Chernyshova reports from Moscow.
The Russian FSB said that these men had been previously trying to escape to the Ukrainian side of the border. Russian Interior Ministry says that all these men are not Russian nationals. The Russian President Vladimir Putin addressed the nation 19 hours after the act of terrorism. He didn't assign the blame, but also sent a very strong warning.
All perpetrators, organizers, and contractors of this crime will suffer fair and inevitable punishment.
Well, we have seen throughout Saturday people trying to donate blood voluntarily. We also have seen people carrying flowers to the makeshift memorials.
Israel has reportedly accepted a U.S. proposed hostage deal during talks in Doha. Sources say it involves a number of Palestinians to be released in exchange for Israeli hostages. The Israeli delegation and other mediators are awaiting Hamas' answer for talks to continue. Meanwhile, Israel says its raid on Al-Shifa Hospital in northern Gaza would end only when what they call the last terrorist is captured. The defense forces claim that all of the more than 170 fatalities were militants, which the Gaza-based health ministry denied. Hamas has announced the death of the first Israeli hostage. The group's armed wing said the 34-year-old man died because of shortages of medicine and food. The Al-Qassam brigades also said hostages in Gaza face similar hardships experienced by Palestinians living in the coastal enclave. Former Slovak Foreign Minister Ivan Korkak has scored a surprise victory in the first round of a presidential election and set up a runoff vote with a key ally of Prime Minister Robert Fico. Korkak and Parliament Speaker Peter Pellegrini will head into that vote early next month. Opinion polls before Saturday showed Pellegrini leading and being the likely winner in a runoff with Korkak. A powerful storm has claimed at least a dozen lives in southeastern Brazil and prompted authorities to send rescue teams to the region. Most of the fatalities were from Rio de Janeiro state. The National Institute of Meteorology had predicted that the severe storm will last through Sunday. The storm follows a record heat wave, which sent the heat index in Rio soaring above 62 degrees Celsius. A Chinese team says a joint scientific expedition between China and Indonesia reached 7,178 meters into the Java Trench in the Indian Ocean. It set the deepest dive record for Indonesia. The Chinese Academy of Sciences says the expedition was carried out with the deep-sea submersible Fen Dozhe. The team noted that Fen Dozhe is the world's deepest-reaching manned submersible and the first capable of bringing humans 10,000 meters underwater. China and Indonesia have both expressed hope for deeper scientific cooperation. A Russian Soyuz spacecraft carrying three astronauts is heading towards the International Space Station. The original planned launch was aborted seconds before takeoff on Thursday because of a problem with a chemical power source. The spacecraft has a Russian, a Belarusian, and an American on board. It is scheduled to dock with the ISS on Monday. In sports, divers Chen Yiwen and Lian Junjie have bagged two gold medals for China at the Diving World Cup in Berlin. They won the titles in the women's 3-meter springboard and men's 10-meter platform. In other action from Chinese divers, triple world champion Wang Zongyuan is leading the men's 3-meter springboard preliminaries, while reigning world and Olympic champion Chen Hongchan qualified for the women's 10-meter platform final as the top finisher. And that's the news. I'm Wenjie.